Hey, good morning. It's Patricia Murphy. It's Tuesday. This is Seattle Now. The Mariners have 14 games left and about a 1% chance of making it to the postseason, something they haven't done in 20 years. We'll get a pep talk and some perspective on the longest playoff drought in all of pro sports from M's announcer, Rick Riz. But first, let's get you caught up. Seattle is putting some of its federal American Rescue Plan money toward affordable housing. Mayor Durkan announced the $50 million investment yesterday. That money, split 50-50 with the state, will go towards buying three new buildings on Capitol Hill. They'll be converted into 165 units for homeless adults and young people. Hospitals and long-term care facilities are short-staffed because of COVID, and now Governor Inslee wants federal assistance to help fill the gap. Yesterday, the State Department of Health requested 1,200 medical personnel to assist. No response yet from the White House COVID-19 coordinator. In the meantime, hospitalizations in the state are beginning to drop, but only because more people are dying from COVID. On a more hopeful note, nearly 75% of Washingtonians now have at least one dose of vaccine. And if the rainy weekend had you yearning to burn some real wood, go for it. You can put away the propane fire ring. The statewide burn ban that applied to all forest lands under DNR fire protection is over. State Lands Commissioner Hillary Franz says the shifting weather and rains have her feeling optimistic that this year's wildfire danger has passed.
They lead all the way around, a 1-2. Little flare, and that is going to be a fair ball. Red Sox continue to strike one big hit after another, two more in. He's all the way down to second. Red Sox lead at 9-3.
That's the sound of the M's playoff hopes evaporating last week. But judging from the mood outside the stadium, most fans are in it for the long haul.
I've been rooting for the Mariners since I was born. And I went to the Kingdom, I went here, and this is just what I do. I love my Mariners.
Because I was born and raised with the Mariners, and I won't give up until they give up.
I have been a fan since I was a little girl, and I know this is so embarrassing, but my grandpa gave me a Mariners baseball card from a Pepsi box, and then I fell in love with Ichiro, so it's always been Mariners for me since I was like 9, 32 now, so it's just, the Mariners are my team.
Listen, Mariners World Series 2022 is a lock. And this is a young team with nothing but big talent. And we have a chance here making the playoffs. And I guarantee you next year is going to be our year.
The longest playoff drought in all of pro sports lives on. Probably. The Seattle Mariners are set to miss the playoffs again this year. The last time the M's played meaningful games in October was two decades ago. Here to help us dig into the team's game is Mariners sportscaster Rick Riz. Hey, Rick.
Hi, Patricia. How you doing?
All right. Not so good if I'm a Mariners fan, though. My goodness. We've been talking to some fans, and after these 20 years missing the playoffs, how are you feeling right now about this?
I tell you what, you know, they were oh so close just a few days ago. If Jared Kelnick foul ball down the right field line is fair, the Mariners would be one game out of the playoff. And, you know, missing James Paxton all year and losing out on one of the best pitchers in baseball, Marco Gonzalez, for over a month was really tough. Nobody really expected the Mariners to be 10, 11, 12 games over 500 here at the end of the year. They've had only one losing month with arguably the youngest team in all of baseball. This year basically was a developmental season, and they just happened to get themselves in a pennant race because they played above expectations. The young players really came through, especially toward the end of the year with Jared Kelnick right now, and the starting rotation has been very good. The strength of the team has been the bullpen. The bullpen has been the best in baseball, really. So a lot of people didn't expect us to be even in a pennant race. So, yeah, it's disappointing to be four games out with about 14 games left to go in the season. There's still a chance.
1%. 1%, Rick.
I saw a miracle in 1995. But I'll tell you what, the expectations on this ball club weren't very high at the start of the year. And with the way they played this season, I think it's been a remarkable year.
You know, what I'm hearing you say is, all things considered, meeting this team where they're at, they haven't really had a bad year.
No, they haven't, Patricia. They've had a good year. They really have. When you take a look into the numbers, Jerry Dipoto did a great job, you know, 3 years ago when he changed over this roster, the rebuild, the step back, whatever you want to call it, trading some veteran players at the time for a lot of younger players. They drafted very, very well. And wait till you see the other young players that are on their way. Julio Rodriguez is at AA right now. Nuelvi Marte is at Class A. Oh, we have five starting pitchers that all have a chance to pitch in the big leagues. They're at Arkansas right now. And there's just one wave after another coming. And we really haven't had last year's American League Rookie of the Year at all this year, Kyle Lewis. And I can't wait for spring training next year and wait to see the young players on the way.
All right. Well, you're playing the long game, Rick. But of course, at this point, it's almost a weird kind of distinction to make it 20 years. It's a weird achievement at this point.
Exactly. 20 years is way too long, obviously. This organization, though, and this regime, Jerry DePoto and the front office, did the right thing at the time because the guys in front of them left a very bare cupboard. And in baseball, it takes a long time. Once you decide to make that decision, you know, to go young, it takes a long time for these kids to get here. It's not like the NFL or the NBA where the kids come out of college, go right to the NFL, to the NBA. It's not like that. When you draft a kid, it takes sometimes 3, 4, 5 years for them to figure things out in the minor leagues, then get here. And then once they get here, it takes a year or two to figure things out. So it's a long process, but if you do it right, and the Mariners are doing it right, you know, they're going to be good for a long, long time to come. We're going to forget about this long drought. And I think you're going to see this ball club in the playoffs for a number of years moving forward. But that's the goal.
You know, what does it take for Mariners fans to get through this? Because honestly, what you're saying is, hey, give these guys a chance. You're seeing all of the whole picture here, the huge landscape of young players and rebuilding the team. What about Mariners fans who just want their team to win? They just want to win.
I know. I do, too. I've been here 36 years. I've been through the drought with them. I'm a fan. I'm them in front of the microphone. They're 10 games over 500 right now with the ball club. They weren't expected to be 10 games over 500 at this point in the season, but they are. Back in 2001, nobody expected us to win the division, but they went out and they won 116 games, Patricia, more games than anybody in the history of the game of baseball. And not even the manager of the team, Lou Piniella, realized how good they were after they won 116 games without Ken Griffey Jr., who was traded away, without Randy Johnson, who was traded away, without Alex Rodriguez, who left as a free agent. And with that team, we drew 3.5 million fans that year. The following year, 3.5 million fans. We outdrew everybody in Major League Baseball. We outdrew the Yankees. We outdrew the Dodgers, the White Sox, the Braves, the Cubs. You pick a franchise. We outdrew everybody because we have a great fan base here. And they're ready for this team to win. And the Mariners are on the precipice of doing that. And we're going to get those crowds back out to T-Mobile Park. So my message to the fans is, I love you. We love you. It does take time, but we're going to get you there. We're going to get you there real soon.
You know, Rick, I love what you're saying here, because the truth is about the Mariners is they're a record playoff missing baseball team. But they're our record playoff missing baseball team.
They're our team. And I grew up in Chicago, where the Chicago Cubs didn't win a World Series, Patricia, for 108 years. And as Jack Brickhouse, a longtime Hall of Fame broadcaster, once said, hey, anybody can have a bad century. But anyway, the Cubs fans waited for a long time, and it finally came to fruition in 2016. My mother up in heaven was the happiest Cub fan in the world, but it's going to happen here.
Well, Rick Riz, you come by that patience honestly, so I'm just going to believe you at this point. Great to talk to you. Rick Riz is a Mariners sportscaster. 14 more games, guy. We'll be there.
Let's have some fun, Patricia.
Thanks for listening. Jenny Cecil Moore produced today's show. Our production team is Caroline Chamberlain Gomez, Claire McGrain, Diana Opong, and Jason Pagano. Matt Jorgensen does our theme music. I'm Patricia Murphy. See you tomorrow.